Good. Now let's focus on another thing as well. The hardness between your legs, the dripping rigidity. It's all right to let it free, especially for this, but if you just run your hands over that spot, if you just feel that bulging, constant, virile pushing forward that happens when you're hard and horny and dripping and giving in, it is a focus that helps every other thing I might do with you, if you are aware of just what can happen between your legs, of just what your rigid cock can do to your brain. I have an awareness, believe me. I have an awareness of just how I would move my hand, brushing as delicately as possible the sensitive underside, finding the base, pinching the muscle there for a sudden spark of pleasure, surprise, need, lust, desire. Moving my hand around to rub the head, massaging your own juices in, lubricating you so thoroughly, the veins standing out, the soft flesh standing out, everything about it uniquely warm and hard in my hand, rubbing my palm up and down, up and down, flourishing my fingertips along the head, patting at it, tapping it, reminding you that there is so much sensation bundled up in your cock that if I gripped from the base and pulsed, pumped, pumped, you'd have a difficult time holding back after even a few long, hard, serious strokes. But I cup your balls with the other hand, squeezing, highlighting how they seem to churn and swell beneath my influence, how they want just a little more. They want to thrust, they want to pump, they want to pulse, they want their purpose fulfilled. Your cock as well, the shaft, the head, every thrust, every movement of your hips, it all wants to come together, to give pleasure to you and to anyone else who wants it, anyone else who wants to extract pleasure from that long, hard, rigid shaft. That's exactly what you know. Exactly what you knew all along, that it's there for pleasure, and it makes your body drugged up on its own pleasure. There is a relaxation, a trance, a kind of simplification and deepness that comes over you when your rigid cock is the highlight of your attention, when you are focused between your own legs, mindlessly thrusting, letting yourself, your thoughts, your needs lead with your cock. Lead with the hard, rigid shaft, the veiny protrusion, the dripping, the little muscle where it joins to your balls, which also tense up. They throb right against the base, and it sends signals through your belly, into your brain. It sends signals to every bit of you that say, yes, this is what you are. This is what you're for. This is how you will feel the throb, the drip. The slow, dozing, lazy power of it all. Because your cock does have the power to make you quite sleepy, drowsy, dazed, confused, simplified, and that's okay. That's what it's for. It gets all the useless things out of the way and makes you thrust and arch and spurt and lose yourself to the way that your entire body can be focused on one tiny point right between your legs, throbbing. Up thrust, visible, dripping. You see it, you feel it, you want it, you crave it, and the way that it radiates heat fills the air around you, fills your mind as well, slowing down, simplifying. As long as your cock feels good, very little else matters. And right now you're in the most arousing situation possible, with my voice drumming into your head, my words reminding you of your own will. Your own desire, which was to submit and explore. And right now we're exploring your hard, rigid, dripping, throbbing, drooling shaft, its warm, veiny protrusions, how my hand would feel wrapped around it, leading you by that length, leading you by the space between your legs. And it's all right to beg for more, either physically by thrusting it forward into my palm, or mentally just pleading within, begging for it, wanting more of that stimulation. I squeeze the tip, making a circle with my thumb and forefinger, beginning to milk it, making a long, slow milking movement from tip to base, perfect to spread all that warm, dripping, drooling fluid. And the more I spread it out, the more it makes contact with you, your own arousal, reminding you that this throbbing, dripping, lubricated cock is there to thrust, there to fuck, there to be worked and massaged, masturbated and used to bring pleasure to you, to others, to everything. And that pleasure looms in your brain, soporific, anesthetic, getting everything else out of the way. As long as your cock feels good, that's all that matters. Your cock will feel good, therefore you can simply surrender as if I gripped it, as if I leaned and whispered in your ear about every delicious thing that will be done to the length between your legs. Your mind gets hard and hot, too. Your mind gets as rigid as the dick between your legs, throbbing, preparing to spurt, preparing to give forth so much pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Remember the way it feels. Think about the way it feels to be stroked, pulsed, pumped, your brain dripping down, your brain turning into pre-cum and drooling all over the shaft, helping to lubricate it. One slow blank pump, two slow deep pump, three pumping pulsing, four pumping blank and deep, five so good, six so much warm pulsing aching, seven need between your legs, constant drooling endless, eight, nine hard pulsing needing aching your mind and body, so good, so deep in you, embedded so deeply in your brain. Your cock is the key, and it's being turned and stroked, worked and controlled to give you pleasure, to extract pleasure from that hard, drooling, pulsing length that jumps a little. The head of it jumps up toward your belly because it's throbbing, it's dripping, it's practically ready to blow, even though we have a long, slow, deep way to go. Good. Just a little more intensity and then some relief, maybe. Good. Good.